You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Derek, you were burned last week with Stoke City.
Big time.
They're a big price again away at Newcastle.
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody keeps telling me. I missed the first half of the North East Derby last week. I only watched the second half. Everybody keeps telling me how well Newcastle played in the first half. Well, I'll have to take Darren Tusk because I watched him in the second half. OK, down to 10 men, I know. But they were insipid. They were absolutely atrocious in a derby match. There was no fight, no leadership. I couldn't believe how bad they were. Yes, I know they only had 10 men, but you've seen how often when you go down to 10 men, it increases your fight in your side. It did the opposite with Newcastle. I thought they were absolutely shocking. And OK, I might be made to look stupid. If someone showed me the evidence of the first 45 minutes, I might change my tune. But right now, I'm not. And Stoke at 21-10, I'm backing it all day long, and then I'm going to back it all night long as well, and then the next day too, because they'll win.
Stoke 21-10 to win the game. No matter, Lee, what you think about Newcastle at the moment, at least the fans are seeing goals. Last four Premier League games have produced a total of 22. Unfortunately, they've only scored 9 of them. They've conceded 13 in that spell.
Yeah, look at the record. Yeah, I know this is at home, but the record away from home is absolutely atrocious in terms of goal scoring. It's funny, isn't it? Because what Derek says there is it's kind of been a pattern for Newcastle all season. In flashes, i.e. in like 30-minute, 40-minute flashes, they've looked like a good team and look like there's something there to build on. And the manager keeps telling us that. I saw enough in this game that I know we're going to be all right and we'll probably have a good second half of the season. But they cannot string a 90-minute performance together. The only 90-minute performance they string together was the one where I thought they wouldn't string one together against Norwich. And they 6-2. But that happened again last week. You know, again, Derek's right. They did look all right in the first half. Having said that, what about Stoke last week? I mean, they looked all right in the first half. Second half, I mean, people were falling over their feet and misplaced, you know, just not passing it to each other. I don't know what happened to them. Obviously, they've come back from that. They've had a good win in midweek. And our colleague Ben Bremley in the office, he went and said it was an amazing atmosphere at Stoke. So their travelling supporters will be buoyant going up to Newcastle. What is the over 2.5 goals here, DK? Because given Newcastle's high amount of goals recently, I'd expect it to be short, but I've got a hopeful feeling that it's around the even money mark. Maybe 10-11.
They've not put the markets out, Lee. All those markets, the markets they haven't put out are the goals markets at the moment, so they're not online. I will chase that up, obviously, given I'm an ultra professional.
I'll check it in a second as well, but I like the idea of goals in this, because I think that Newcastle, the only way they know is to have a right old go in the first half. They can't carry it on for the second half, generally. But I think they'll do it again. I think they'll come out all guns blazing. He gets them fired up. The crowd obviously is what it is at St James's Park. But we know about Stoke. We know Stoke love a team to come onto them, and then they can hit on the break as well. We know that Stoke have got quality players who can score from nothing as well. I really like the over 2.5. I'm going to try and get a price before the end of this podcast because I might nap it if it's a decent price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.